Did Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson have a conflict of interest when taking part in the decision to raise government grants for his sister-in-law's foundation? Yes, says Olle Lundin, a professor at Uppsala University's Department of Law. No, says the Prime Minister himself when questioned by newspaper Aftonbladet. Kristersson says the foundation has received government grants for many years and that he was not aware of his sister-in-law's involvement. An Aftonbladet investigation shows that the foundation, Teach for Sweden, has seen its state funding rise by 124% since the sister of the Prime Minister's wife joined the board. One more man has been detained following an investigation by Swedish intelligence service Säpo into serious violations of sanctions, this according to newspaper Expressen. Säpo tells Expressen that the man in his 30s, along with another man in his 40s arrested and detained last week, have supplied Russia with products in aid of their warfare. The lawyer for the younger man tells Expressen that his client denies any wrongdoing. The suspected crimes are to have been committed between the 10th of June 2025 and the 5th of May of this year. The percentage of people taking part in Swedish for Immigrants classes, known by the acronym SFI, is higher among those who've come to Sweden as refugees than for others born abroad. This according to new figures from Statistics Sweden. One reason could be that those who've come as refugees or relatives of such immigrants normally don't have employment when they arrive and therefore are eligible for the so-called introduction program, which includes SFI. And Sweden could see an unusually large amount of diamond wedding anniversaries this year. That is, couples celebrating 60 years of married life together. 60 years ago, in 1966, more couples than usual were married in Sweden, and they were also fairly young. The grooms, on average, a little under 26 years, the brides, a little over 23. According to Statistics Sweden, close to 23,000 people in Sweden are expected to celebrate their diamond wedding anniversaries this year. Those were Monday's headlines from us at Radio Sweden. I'm Sudhi Dutt, wishing you a terrific evening.